You got no oil for the land. I'll tell you a little about this hulik. I grew up in it. My parents used it to kiasukuluk, not in, right in the community of Hebron. We live, okay, from here, I think it would be Forest Big Island. And my parents used that. There were one, two. They used that for cooking or heat water with it. And in Iluvigak, in Snow House, they used it for same thing, make hot water before these things came around, what you call propane stoves, to make it well. That's all they had for heat and to cook in the Iluvigak Snow House. And I remember Dikiyachukuluk, because Simiak was the baby. My sister and my brother-in-law's first child, we were in a home, in our home, 16 of us in that house. My brother's wife and children, my grandparents, and that's all they used. Selma, my sister, used to put nail up on the ceiling with a string and a kettle over it to keep the water warm for the baby's bottle at night. And that kettle would be warm for the baby to have a mama. They used to have those can of milk, what you call klim. That's all they had for milk. They never had no carnation. But anyway, my sister used to have that kettle warm for the little boy. He's not a little boy anymore, he's almost 16. that's all they use for heat and to cook with. Sometimes they would have two right here. This is what you call duck kutik. If you have a thing like, you could make it higher or lower if you wanted to with this here thingy, duck kutik.
So is that caribou bone you're using there?
They never had this kind. They had a narrower, the point was a little bit narrower than this. They used for make it higher or make it lower, the light. They used this to make it higher or lower plane. That could be, it used to be a little bit narrower than this. This is a little bit heavy. To my liking. This is what you call takkutik. And they used to have caribou bone a little bit narrower at the point here to make it higher, plane higher or lower. I can't remember being in Iluvigak with this land. Maybe I did when I was tiny, I don't know. But my parents, my grandparents, before these wood stoves came, they have wood stoves in the tent. But in Iluvigak, in the Snow House, they take along their hulik and sell oil for their oil.
Do you know if the hulik that they used, was that one that they made or was it one that was passed down?
They made.
Yeah.
And they used to have a soapstone pot with sealskin rope around it, fix their water. Or they make sealskin, which is called bucket, I suppose. And they also used that to fetch their water. It won't leak. They were smart people.
For the wick, was it always a piece of string or was it?
No, they use, everything is covered now. They use, like in that kind of swamp area, they pick these, I don't know what you call them.
Cotton grass.
It's not cotton.
Pizza.
It's like a...
Sad. Pizza. Sad.
Yeah, sad. They get so, they get, you get kind of long ones or short ones, and they dry it first, and they put around the hulik. They didn't use, they never had these kind of stuff. They use sad, you could get some long and short. They dry them up and put it around the hulik for a week. I'm kind of proud to, this is my culture. I'm glad I caught a little bit of it when I was small. I got it from my grandparents. I gotta stop, I would start tearing up.